just like players on the U.S. national team, many of the fans are children of immigrants. But for Mexican-American fans, this is complicated by the fact that the U.S. team and the Mexican team have an ongoing and growing rivalry. Who do you root for? For the country of your past or for the country of your present? Our own Janice Yamoka spoke to a number of Mexicanos who have differing views on team allegiance.
You could say that the Mexico-U.S. rivalry began when the teams first met in 1934. The U.S. actually beat Mexico 4-2. But that didn't set the tone for the countries. It took half a century for the U.S. to gain another win against Mexico.
The rivalry starts really in the 1990s when U.S. starts to care more about soccer. And the climax of that rivalry is in 2002 when the U.S. beats Mexico 2-0 in the World Cup. My name is Edward Kawich, and I'm a sports reporter for Hoy newspaper, a Los Angeles Times publication.
As I mentioned before, Mexico's team, nicknamed El Tri, pretty much dominated the U.S. in soccer for most of history. But World Cup matches are important, and this was the first time Mexico and the U.S. met in the tournament. 2-0, or 2-0, would forever be stamped in the minds of Mexican and American fans alike. According to Edward, this rivalry, at least for Mexican fans, is really about pride.
They know the U.S. is really good in many sports, in almost any sport, but not in soccer. That's the attitude that they have. You guys can beat us in many things, but not in soccer.
As a fan, Edward is clear on who he roots for.
I'll always root for Mexico. It's my first love. It's like a love and hate relationship. I suffer when Mexico plays. And for me, I was born in Mexico, so it's very clear. But I can see for other people, like Mexican Americans, it gets more confusing.
So what if you grew up rooting for El Tri and you were born in the U.S.?
Since I was a little kid, it's the love for the Mexican national team that was passed down to me from my father, my grandfather, my cousins. So there's no doubt that when it comes to soccer, it's Mexico all the way.
That's Sergio Tristan. He's the founder of Pancho Villa's Army, a U.S.-based fan club for Team Mexico. Early on, he saw the need for American fans who root for El Tri.
You know, I need to find a network of people that are like me, that like Mexican soccer. I know there's got to be more than just me out here in this world. So I just set up a Facebook page and a Twitter account and just started asking around, is there anybody out here who likes Mexican soccer with an American twist? You know, a little bit of Spanglish flavor to their Mexican soccer. And sure enough, thousands of people have responded.
On the other side, there's John Santos. He's a member of the American Outlaws, one of the biggest U.S. national team fan groups.
A lot of people, classmates, family would tell me, you can't root for both. You can't root for both. There's no such thing as rooting for both. So these were all people who were big Mexico fans. So in a way, I kind of did it to stick it to them even more so. Like, oh, you're telling me I can't root for both? All right, I'll root for the U.S.
Luis Moreno is another member of the American Outlaws, but he wasn't always a U.S. fan.
When I was a child, I grew up supporting Mexico 1,000%. I was taught that U.S. was just for white people, pretty much, gringos, as my dad would put it.
And remember that important 2-0 U.S. win over Mexico that was mentioned earlier? That was also a turning point for fans like Luis.
When Landon Donovan scored that goal, I remember I was sitting in my living room with my mom, my dad, and some of my uncles from Mexico. And it was like 2-3 in the morning. And me and my brother jump up out of our seats and we scream, goal! And then we kind of like instantly froze because we knew like we had outed ourselves as like U.S. fans at that very moment. Like the worst moment to possibly out ourselves as U.S. fans. That was it. So we didn't go back after that.
His dad wasn't too thrilled about that.
Yeah, my dad, he punished us by, like, taking away our PlayStation for a week.
John, the American fan who had to pick a side, isn't thrilled either when the U.S. faces Mexico. He says both fan bases are not exactly the nicest to each other.
It's like watching your two best friends fighting each other. It's like, why are you fighting each other? You're my best friends. Calm down.
All in all, choosing a side doesn't mean you aren't proud of the country you're from.
Being a veteran, people have always questioned why I'm a Mexican soccer fan. I'm not a U.S. fan, but I think what people need to realize is that soccer is about style and about flavor and passion. It's not about patriotism or nationalism.
Or the country your parents are from.
You know, I am proud of my Mexican heritage. I don't believe that a soccer team dictates whether or not I'm proud of my background. It shouldn't.
But According to Sergio,
I think you do have to pick. You definitely have to pick a side, though. You definitely have to pick a side. Unless you're my mom. Unless you're my mom gets a pass.
Our piece was produced by Janice Yamoka.